Keep your radio dial right here. You're locked into the hottest news station on the planet. High 702.5 in FM sound. Blazing today's hip-hop, R&B, and pop music. Keeping your radio on fire. Bringing you the hottest, realest, riskiest talk shows. Ooh. Live 24-7 on high702.5fm.com.
What it do, goddammit? What up, what up? Check one, mic. Mic check one. Niner Dell. I wanted to show y'all still bang bang. Good. Okay. What's up, everybody? You are tuned in to the Undrafted All Star Sports Show. I'm your host, I am Big Sugar, aka Sugar Dosha, the Great, aka Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm sitting here chilling in the hooch with my co-host,
Q Mecca, 2 Texa, Bang Bang Steel, bitches.
Oh my God.
Yo, what's up? C48 from the 618. Let's be great because the 49ers ain't.
Let's get ready for this thing. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, y'all. Welcome, y'all. Again, we got a special guest for y'all.
We got a special guest, everybody.
It ain't Rakim Allah, you know what I mean? But shout out to him. The R, baby. The 18th letter.
Show. We got a celebrity in the house, everybody.
A celebrity?
World Wrestling Entertainment Champion. Yeah. Tag Team Champion 8-time.
Let's go.
I should have played tag team.
He benched by 9 trillion pounds.
2-time Intercontinental Champion.
Yes, sir. We're going to break him in right now. Big E.
World Champion.
Big E. Clap.
Yo.
That's a studio audience.
Okay.
Boom.
There you go.
What's going on?
There you go. What up,
bro? How you doing, brother?
Man, thank you for having me.
No problem. Nice. Thank you for letting us have it.
Indeed. Look at this. Look at them traps. Look at them traps, bro. Like,
I'm trying.
What's up, bro? I'm Big Sugar. This is my boy Q Mecca right here in the red.
Q Mecca.
C4 over there in the leg of purple.
What's going on, brother?
Not too much.
So I'm a cat that keep up with wrestling a lot. Catch up with you, New Day, Kobe Kingston, Xavier, and all them boys. Y'all was doing y'all thing out there. Support everybody that's black all day.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? You looking pretty strong over there right now.
I'm trying.
Let me get into this thing, man. I heard you was a good big time powerlifter, man.
Yeah, man. I got to do some powerlifting back in 2010, 2011. Won a national championship, too. But nice. Yeah, man, it's for me, the gym is always, man, I started working out when I was 12. So like working out for real when I was 12, and I just always loved it. So, yeah.
That's what's up, man. Hey, got some of your records on here, man. You squat 7-11?
Yes, sir. 750 is my best all time. So 750 raw, drug testing, everything. Yes, sir.
Wow. There's a rumor that you bench 575.
575 is on tape at John Cena's gym. You could, if you look it up.
That's what they were saying.
It's real. It's real. Yes, sir.
Quit hating. 575 on record, baby.
Wow. They was hating on you. They even said you didn't do it. You said, I got a video
on tape.
Yeah.
Check this out, man. Going with your powerlifting, right? What got you into sports entertainment going to be a wrestler?
Man, so I played football at Iowa, but I had a bunch of injuries. Tore both my ACLs, broke my right patella, tore my left pec in 2.5 years.
I know.
But for me, I was stubborn. I was hard-headed, man. I felt like I had more to give athletically. And my time playing football at Iowa was done. I took a medical hardship. But you know what? It was honestly, I was a fan as a kid, but I never dreamt of doing this for a living. Someone just came up to me one day in college and said, hey, is this something you might want to try? And so we went through the whole process, and WWE my pictures, put me down to Tampa for a tryout, and then boom, 14 years later, a job that I took on a whim, still doing.
Man, that's what's up, bro.
That's awesome, man.
That's a great story. That's a great story.
Hell yeah.
Let me ask you a question. So how did you feel after your first match?
Oh man, it's awkward. It's awkward being out there half naked in front of people you never met. that's the biggest.
You don't think about that part.
Now, but the first time you go out there, you're very aware. I got my things out. People looking at me. I'm in Spanish. That's the biggest thing. You know, after the first match.
Okay.
How did you feel after you won your first championship?
after the first championship, man, it was big. It felt like, all right, I belong here. Like, I got something. I'm here. I've arrived in many ways. Not that, like, hey, I'm good. I can coast. But it's that feeling of belonging. Like, I deserve to be here.
So yeah. did you doubt yourself up until that point? Or did you always have the confidence that you knew you would be a champion?
Nah, man, I think most people that I meet in the industry, in entertainment industry, just across the board, all deal with this imposter syndrome. And so many of us don't really believe that we can do it. You know, it's, and you feel like someone's going to expose you as for being a fraud. So it's just that feeling. So, you know, I'm not like, I tell people who aren't always naturally brimming with confidence, like sometimes you just got to make the leap, just make the jump. Because there are times where most things that I end up doing, I didn't really believe I could do well until I did it. So just take
right.
Oh, that's good advice. That's absolutely good advice. I tell makes my daughter sense. That. I say, try a lot of different things. You never know what you might be good at or great at or that you might find interesting. That's good advice.
Check this out.
Indeed.
Like, throughout your wrestling career, right, you know, you elevate as you go.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember, like, the wrestlers that gave you tips or the matches that you wrestled in that made you better? Even if you lost or won, but like, okay, I got better that time.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. This dude, people don't give him enough love, but Michael Tarver, he was on NXT back in the day. He was a dude who really sat me down early in my career and really explained to me the mentality that I needed in the ring.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people tell you about moves, but he was the first person to sit me down and talk about the psychology and how I need to carry myself and being larger than life. So I always give a ton of props to him. Man, and too, like, you know, you get an opportunity to be in the ring with John Cena. You know, the match with John Cena was definitely what made me better.
Okay.
That was a good-ass match.
Yeah, it was.
That was a good-ass match.
Hey, man, so let me ask you, what was your favorite match?
My favorite match is probably, so we had a Hell in a Cell match with the Usos. So we got to, you know, for at the time, tag team wrestling had really not been elevated like that. Like, you never have an opportunity to have 30 minutes on a pay-per-view inside of a Hell in a Cell.
True, and then, right.
You guys are incredible. To see where the Usos have gone now, to see the way they've elevated their career, is just beyond impressive.
Indeed.
So, that's what's up, man. Tell about Kofi, man, and Xavier. How are them boys doing?
Man, they're doing well. They're in Germany right now, so they got there's a tour in Germany right now. But, man, okay. Those guys really truly ended up being like brothers, you know, especially early back in 2014 when we first started. This feeling, you know, we had so many people tell us, no, this idea is stupid, you'll never get off the ground. So we really had this me against the world feeling, you know, like, hey, it's going to be us or no one. So I think oftentimes in those situations, they can break you apart. They can cause you to be like, all right, let's just abort, let's get out of here. Or they can bring you together.
Stay a unit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That mentality, like, we're going to make this work. I don't care how many people are telling us this will never work. I don't care how many people are mocking us, how many people are, you know, we had like Big Show was pulling Kofi aside and said, what are you doing with those two? You're wasting your career. And he came back later and apologized. Because sometimes people don't see the vision. They don't see what you see. They don't see, like, all right, I'm here right now, but I'm about to be a mile from here in a minute. They don't understand that.
That part.
Yeah. So we knew, man, like, we can see. We have the vision. We know where we want to go. It doesn't matter to me if no one else sees it, because we're going to get there. We did.
Right. It ain't meant for them to be seen until it happened.
Exactly.
I got a question. How was it? Did you choose your theme song that was wrote by Wale and DJ Money, or how did that come about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, man, I've been a fan of Wale for so many years.
Shout out to Wale. I love Wale.
Yeah.
And he was there. We got the same birthday, September 21st. Shout out to Wale.
That don't make you cool.
So.
Wale and Connect. So Wale is a big wrestling fan, and I started noticing in the bars, like, man, he's a big wrestling fan, so I ended up DMing him early into my career, and we just hit it off. So we developed a friendship, even just beyond industry stuff. Like, we just would talk about life.
Right.
And our relationship grew and grew. And then they finally hit me, so we had the New Day music. We've been using for quite some time. And then when I started doing my solo run in 2020, they came to me and said, hey, we want to do a solo theme. And before they could even finish the sentence, I said, I need Wale.
There you go.
Wale already had a relationship with the company. And thankfully, we were able to make all that work. But for me, as a fan, like, to get blessed with a Wale track, when I won the WWE Championship, it's Wale.
Yeah.
And when I, you know, pulled down the
Great
Green Page, it's Wale. Like, that to me is so dope. Even, like, we had a tour in London. I'm getting an opportunity to close the show in London as WWE champion.
Hell yeah.
And my man Wale's music is playing. So
yeah, man, that's dope as hell, man. That's
so dope. So dope, man.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Hell yeah.
That's a really great story. Wale is actually underrated. A lot of people
super underrated.
He's a great writer, and he's in depth, but that's just dope story about how y'all connected like that. That's really dope.
So, I'm going to go back to y'all gimmicks and that people didn't believe. I'm going to be straight up. I ain't believe it.
Look, I get it. For one, when we were coming out the gate, we had the same thing. Like, this was a gimmick given to us. And we said, oh.
Because they don't get that, you know, they don't get that many people out of color, that many good things.
Right.
So I understand you had to do what you had to do.
Right. That makes sense.
We realized, all right, you're giving the ball. It might not be the ball you wanted, but you're giving it.
We're going to make it work.
What you going to do? So we had to make it work. You're right. That was our perspective. All right. This isn't what we wanted, but it's an opportunity. So take it. They're giving us vignettes. They're giving us opportunity to do these pre-tapes, to come together, to be on TV.
Yeah.
It might not be in the vision you originally had, but find a way to make it work because this might be the only opening you ever get.
Then they start picking up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then y'all start getting better. Y'all start getting better matches.
Exactly.
And y'all start winning.
Yep.
So the moral of the story is, if you get an opportunity, you take it. No matter if it might not be what you want right now.
Regardless,
but you take it, and you'll know where your path will take you. Exactly. That's a good
perspective. This is why we do interviews like this.
Right.
Yeah, you learn.
Info like that.
This is the type of information that you might need for somebody coming up.
Man.
They might not think, oh, I didn't want to take that. It wasn't what I wanted. Yeah, but you never know where you can make with that. You never know what you can do.
Right.
Never.
So that's a good story. Yeah, that's dope. That's really dope.
Appreciate you.
What else we got on here, guys?
I got one more question pertaining to wrestling. How was your mental health? I remember that you got injured. How did that affect you mentally?
Man, so I've been through injuries before, so in many ways I knew what to expect, but I will talk people's ear off about meditation. For me, that has been the thing that has vastly changed my life. And I get it. If you've never done it, sometimes it just sounds like it's too far out there. But for me, so I use this app called Headspace, and it's something I do every morning. And it doesn't take an hour, it doesn't take 2 hours. I do it for like 10, 12 minutes a day, but it allowed me to stay present, because I think oftentimes with injuries, with athletes, with anyone, it's the physical part is hard, but it's really the mental part.
Mental. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
The hardest. So for me, that was the biggest thing, man. And two, like, I have to give my hats off to everyone around me. I had so many people in my circle who were supporting me, who would check up on me, who would just send me books, who would send me, like, people know I love Seinfeld, so they send me, like, a Seinfeld Lego set. Like, I sent a bunch of stuff, but, like, having a support system and meditation, and knowing, like, just stay present, man. Don't let your mind wander off about all the horrible things that can happen. You know, at one point, they were talking about fusing my neck. They were talking about me being in a halo with these screws attached into my head. I said, man, just stay present, man. So, thankfully, like, a support system and meditation, honestly, like, I can tell people, like, I was good. There was no point where I was, like, spiraling or worrying, because I had the people around me, I had that support. And I focused on my mental health, because I knew, and I'm someone, like, I struggled with depression in college, and I know, like, if you don't stay on top of your mental health sometimes, especially in hard situations, it'll start to spiral for you. So
indeed,
that, for me, was the saving graces, is just having
good advice,
daily practice, and then having people around me who really lifted me up, and I could lean on them when I needed to.
That's good advice.
That's beautiful,
that's
brother.
That's good advice.
Speaking of Howard, I'm going to go back to Howard. I got to thank, you know what, Alba, you know what, the coaches, the racism, use a player up there, spill it. Did you go through the racism as a black player
in Iowa?
I would say, so I'm not, it's an interesting situation, because I think a lot of people, I will never invalidate anyone's, what they went through. I can only speak to, like, what I went through.
Okay.
And it's not something that I saw. But when I was there from, like, 04 to 09, and it's different, you know, I'm from Florida, you're around a lot of black people, you go to Iowa, it's really like your teammate, and that might be about it.
Culture change.
Mm-hmm. Right. that culture change is real, but I can say for only what I spoke to, it's not something that I really felt.
Okay.
That's good.
That's what's up.
I can understand that.
That's good. Not even outside of the coaching, like, just like maybe at the restaurants or whatever you did outside of
within
the
city
or within the school, just
not
from school?
Honestly, sincerely, it's a lot of like salt of the earth, down to earth people. It's honestly, they were very welcoming from my experience. Yeah.
Well, you're good. They like you.
No, I went to Iowa before, and everybody was nice. They were super nice. I was shocked, but I've been in Des Moines and Waterloo. Waterloo, Iowa. Shout out to y'all. But yeah, I went to Iowa and they were nice too, so that's a good experience.
What's up?
We need to hear the good experiences too.
True.
So now what? We on this movie?
We gonna move forward. We gonna transition from that WWE career to the filmography. Well, now you're a star on film. My bad, Big E, shout out.
Right.
Tell us a little about how you got into it, coming from hitting the mat every day to behind the mic.
Yeah, man. So this, the short film has been a real labor of love. For one, it's called Bridges. It's a short film. We started raising money. So just to give you the backstory. So George Floyd happened. And, you know, a lot of us are sitting with these emotions. And, you know, I had so many of my friends I was reaching out to. And we would talk about run-ins with the police. We would talk about all the things that we dealt with. Yeah. And, you know, I feel like a lot of us were sitting with all these emotions. And I felt like for me having this platform, like I had this urge to do something, to give back. So, man, I had reached out to Johnny Davenport. We made this wrestling gear, and we had all these. We decided to do, in the style of Schoolhouse Rock, we decided to do all these black historical figures. So you had James Baldwin on the wrestling gear. You had Lorraine Hansberry. Okay. I had so many of my non-black friends reach out, and they wanted to know more. They wanted to be educated. So I thought, let me use this opportunity to tell this story. Eventually, I sat down with Johnny Davenport, who wrote and directed our short film, and with Andreas Hale, and we made this. To me, man, a short film that I just really love. It's premiering at Urban World November 4th in New York City. But we got Rhapsody, who I'm a huge fan of. She's so dope. So
man.
She made this original song for us about the life of Ruby Bridges. And if you don't know Ruby Bridges, she's a black girl who in 1960, she was only 6 years old, and she integrated into an all-white school.
Yep.
And you had people who were hanging like black dolls, putting them in coffins, and yelled things at her, just horrible things that... for a little black girl just trying to go to school, to have to deal with all this hate, all this racism, all this anger and vitriol. So we just wanted to tell her story. But I think for a lot of people, education, especially black history, can be filled with pain and trauma. They're like, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make it fun and engaging.
A different side.
Give you an entertaining story. Like we have this 9-foot robot, a futuristic museum, but we want to tell the story of Ruby Bridges using hip hop, using sci-fi, using animation. And I think Rhapsody just did an amazing job. Eric, the architect from Flatbush Zombies, made the beat for us. So it's such—it's a real, like, as a hip-hop head, I love that it's such a hip-hop project.
Yeah,
that sounds dope.
That's the goal, is to teach our kids these stories, because they need to know about the Ruby Bridges of the world. They need to
know
about the James Baldwins of the world.
Most definitely. Think,
especially in Florida, you have too many people who are trying to erase our history. They're trying to pretend like it never happened.
It didn't happen.
And we want to make sure these stories are never forgotten.
I'm from the South, bro. I'm from Alabama. I get it.
But the way that you guys are doing it, shout out to Andreas Hale. I went to school with Dre, and he's a wonderful writer. But the way that you guys are doing it is good for the children and the youth, because they're going to, like you said, they don't want to read the story about trauma and pain, even though that's in the story. But the way you're doing it with music and hip hop is a great way to
animation.
Teach. I think that's one. I think we need to incorporate that into schooling, teaching with music and hip hop, because I think people learn better when they're entertained and they're captivated by that. What the culture of hip hop, which is a great culture, made a lot of people take their family about the hood and do a lot of things. So that's great. That is a story of. That you use that Rhapsody, because she's one of the best. She don't get a lot of credit.
Hands down.
They don't play on the radio, but Rhapsody is one of the best MCs, not female MCs. one of the best MCs. Shout out to her. But that's dope. That's really dope, man. Glad you guys gonna tell that story. I'm going to see that. I'm going to see it, and I'm gonna take my daughter and maybe my nieces to go see, and my nephews too, because I think the youth need to see and know, like, this is what they went through for you guys to be where you guys are at, and 100%. Us to be where we at, and so on and so forth. So we can never forget that. We don't want, and we don't want to repeat it. So
absolutely,
that's why it's good to learn that story, and that's dope. How did you hook up with Andre? Did he reach out to you? Y'all reached out to him?
So yeah, I've known Dre. We've been friends for years. I got a buddy named Kazim in New York who connected us, just because, for one, like, as you know, Andreas is has been heavily involved as an activist. In journalism, he's in combat sports, loves pro wrestling. So I feel like just all the things, like so many things that we love, because I love combat sports, I love boxing, MMA as well. So we just connected off of that. And then Dre and I, our friendship just grew and grew. And then finally, there's like this opportunity for us to come together and work on something together. finally just it just came together perfectly.
Yeah.
And with his mind, and I know how important it is for him to pass something on to the next generation of black kids to tell the story. Like, so it just it was a natural synergy with me, Dre, and our partner Johnny Davenport, who wrote and directed.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. It happened organically.
Yeah.
Because of the friendship. That's dope, man.
The best
that's
guy.
Really dope. That, yeah, that's the best way to do it. That's the only way it's real. It feels genuine and authentic. So that's a good thing. Yeah, and I know Dre. Dre is great. We had the most in-depth hip-hop talks with Dre. And, you know, he loves it. He's a great writer. One of the best. Yeah. So I was like, Dre, you wrote that, man. You're great. So that's good to hear that you guys made that. We're going to check it out. It sounds amazing, like a twist, a different twist to the story. You know, we always get the
rough version,
help in 12 years.
Their version of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
Which is something that we talk about too. Like our thought too is okay. These stories matter. I'm not saying they don't matter, but I think a lot of us are tired of just black trauma after black trauma.
The deliveries of what how they do it.
Right, and like
yes.
The metaphor that we've been using is it's much like. Like when I was a kid, my parents would take the applesauce, and if I had like vitamins or medicine I was supposed to take, they would crush it up,
mix
put it in the applesauce. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, but our thought was, let's have something that's just entertaining. It has a huge robot. It's fun. It's 3D. It looks beautiful. Let's have something that's really entertaining. But when you sit down, you leave with this jingle of Ruby Bridges stuck in your head. You know her story. So you're just eating this applesauce, and it's delicious applesauce, but you're also getting those nutrients,
getting the medicine,
getting the vitamins. You're getting that education.
Absolutely.
And that's the goal.
Right. Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing. We should do that more in our community and with our children because I think that helps. I know I learned better when I was entertained or something that I was interested in. And our culture is a beautiful thing.
Right.
Indeed. So that's a great way to give people the medicine, like you said, without them tasting the bitterness of it and not wanting it.
Right.
So that's a great thing. I salute you guys, and I appreciate that.
Right.
That you guys are doing this, because this is needed. And hopefully this spawns more people to think outside the box and do things like this in the future. Or you spawn the next young child that's going to do it. The next Spike Lee or whatever that's, you know, a young child, 10, 12, 11, 12, 13 years old.
And we get this nation together and bring out more love towards each other. Because Mecca always says, this world needs more love.
Yep, the only thing we need more of is more love. We got all the rest of that other stuff. We got a lot of hate. We need more love.
We got a lot of people doing that already.
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly. And that's the thing too, man. This movie is really not, it's not about dividing people, it's about bringing people together too. And it's not just for black people. Like that, obviously, we love our black people. This is for you. But it's also for white people who are trying to say, like, what does this have to do with me? For one, you learn the story of just a young girl who had to be brave. Two, people don't know, her teacher is still alive, Barbara Henry. She's in her late 80s.
But oh, wow.
She had one teacher, one white woman. Everyone else, like, parents pulled their kids out of the school. Teachers refused to teach Ruby. But for a whole year, it was Barbara Henry and Ruby Bridges in a classroom together for an entire year. So someone stood up. One white person stood up and said, I'm going to do the right thing. That's a lesson, too. I love that story as well. It's so inclusive. It's about, like, we need each other, man. Like we
A
all
lot of people
other.
Don't know that part of that story, bro.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that part. And that's a part that's always took out because usually it's framed as, oh, no one fucked with her. No white people are good or stood up for her.
Right.
And that's the story.
A lot of people don't know that part of that story.
Yeah, right. I didn't know that. That's something I learned. You taught us something right now.
Cause indeed.
It, the truth is, for us to progress, it always has to be some brave people on all the sides, every race or culture. It's never going to be done by with one person. It's going to be a bunch of people, and it's going to be people who stand up, do the right thing, put their lives and livelihood at risk for us to grow and progress. So that's a dope thing that I didn't know, and then I'm going to share that with a lot of with my daughter and my nieces and nephews. Like, hey, the most important thing you could do is stand up and do the right thing. Be a decent human being.
Indeed.
That's, forget color. Color is something we made up. We're all human. We all
they
made by
made
God. Right, exactly. They made up. But yeah, forget color and be a decent human being, and you'll get further and build so much beautiful relationships with that type of thinking of, like, be a stand-up, decent human being. We're all human. Astronaut An astronaut once said when she left the Earth, she said she usually when we look at the Earth, we see it in map form, like Nevada, the USA, you know, Southern America, Canada, Africa. Mm-hmm. But she's like, when you go out of space, there's no borders. It's just the Earth and everything that's in it. So, and then that's when you realize that we're all human. We're all the same. There's no differences that
absolutely
we make.
Absolutely.
And I thought that was profound. And I think that goes along with the story that you told.
Thank you very much. I always encourage people to travel as much as you can too, and not just do the touristy thing, but it's one of the benefits that I've seen with being able to travel the world with WWE is been to Japan, been to South Africa, been to Europe, and you realize when you go all over, man, like, we're just people trying to figure out life. It really exactly does remind you of that. Like, we all right, have yes a tiny little bubble. Sometimes it's easy to forget that, and you see exactly people in other countries, your enemy. But, man,
yeah, that's a fact.
Hold on to the spinning rock trying to figure it out, man.
Yep.
That's a fact.
Hey, we appreciate you spending time with us to get this interview.
This was a dope interview, bro.
It was really dope, man.
It was
really dope.
I think people get to see another side of you they don't know about you besides wrestling. You know
right
what I'm
saying? Yeah, they get
like, it's a job that I love, but yeah, there's so many more dimensions to me, too. And I really, like, this has been a labor of love. It's something I can talk about forever because I really think this short film that we're making, I think the message is important. I think
really think so too, bro. I really like that the way, and we passing the shit about it too. I love that.
Indeed.
Yeah, man, you doing God's work.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Along with yeah your partners, Dre and Davenport. Hey, that's gonna be and Rhapsody and Wiley, all of them. And it's a good thing to see you. We support you. We salute you. And we want you to go onward and upward. Keep doing more, bro.
That's a fact.
We need more people like you.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate y'all for having me.
All right, man. Take care.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Much love.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
Big E, everybody.
Big E. Yes, give him a round of applause. He was wonderful. Something we all learned from.
Yes,
somebody.
Sir.
We should have invited him to Vegas so he could play spades and beat him.
When you come to Vegas, man, how that's, man, for real.
Man, please, dude.
No, thanks again, guys.
All right, you bro. Got it. Well, that was a great interview.
Yeah, look, I told y'all we been fucking with y'all.
Hey.
Thank y'all. You, ma'am.
Hey, we the best interviewers. Fuck that.
That's
we
true.
We better than whoever the best is. I don't know, Joe Rogan.
Hey, let's go back to Rock Kim. We're about to start this thing over.
Rock Kim, hold on. It's been a long time on these motherfuckers.
Right.
Rock Kim, the microphone soloist.
Everybody, welcome to you all still tune in to the Undrafted All Thoughts Sports Show. I'm your host, I'm Big Sug, a.k.a. Sugar Doja the Great. A.K.A. me to tell your friends about me with my co-host.
Q Mecca, 2 techs up. You know tragic gonna hold you down. My yeah baseball sound.
C4Nate from the 618. Let's be great and start this debate.
Hey.
Hey.
We back in this thing.
Back in this thing. About to get the sports on, y'all. It's been a long time.
That's a great-ass interview. Thank Big E. Shout out to Big E, everybody.
Right. Much love, Big E.
Hey, we love what you're doing,
wish
man.
Wish you all
keep
the success
that
in the world, brother.
You inspire us, bro. And Nipsey also said,
for real, bro.
Nipsey right also said the greatest form of human intelligence is inspiration.
Inspiration.
Rest in peace to him. That nigga was brilliant, too.
Yeah, he was.
That was a king.
Gone
that
early.
Was brilliant. And yeah, he took him from us. Top 5 realest kings ever.
You know why he took him.
Because he was telling us that.
He about to tell him back. He about to do that movie.
Yeah, he sure was.
That's the truth.
And then Nick Cannon said he was going to do it. They took his show.
You want your show back?
You want your show back? Be quiet. Don't say nothing else about it. Let him just forget about that you said it. And that's what happened. So we need somebody to do Dr. Sebi's story.
Right.
Shout out to Dr. Sebi, the realest. I watch Dr. Sebi. He breaks shit down in
natural
layman terms.
Holistically.
Doctors don't break shit down in layman terms. He say, yo, when you got bronchitis, the mucus is in your bronchial tubes. Get it out.
Trust me.
Oh, sorry.
You good?
Sorry. But I was excited. That was a good interview.
He
articulated well. I feel like a white
shout
man.
Big E,
man.
Real.
He articulated well.
Now, like he said,
all black people don't fucking talk like whoever fuck you think. Right. Niggas that you see on movies.
Right.
Some like of us
said,
talk like
everybody, this. Everybody don't see the vision.
Right.
But just keep going.
Just keep fucking going. They do not see the vision. Some people don't want to go through the heart.
Now let's get to this motherfucking sports talk.
Let's get to the horse
on the docket, Drocket. Keep Rock Kim in the
everybody
background.
Everybody shout out our podcast we did last night. We back in the studio. I said last night. On Wednesday.
On Wednesday. This is Saturday.
We back in the studio.
Oh, you know the date. Whatever the date is, we gonna be on our ass.
Man, Big E got me thinking right now, bro. I'm gonna go out there and get some other people some money.
For the first time, let's talk about this boy, James Harden. NBA is back. That's perfect.
Exactly. Back. Get into that shit. Get into
NBA's
shit.
Back. They did a motherfucking doubleheader on the first day, which was yesterday. I mean, 5 days
let's
ago.
Get on, hold up. Before we get on James let's go over to the Lakers first.
The Lakers?
Yeah,
he's gonna get on the Lakers. Now, he's gonna get on AD.
Whoa, AD. Really, AD?
Hey.
Hold up, wait. Hold up, bro. I kind of did last night, but I get to I get to do it again. You just got swept by the same team you just played in the opening night, and you didn't do nothing the second half?
Nothing.
You balled out the first half.
17 of them.
You was scoring.
If you don't play hard no more for the rest of the season, that's the game you're supposed to play hard.
Right.
And they just beat y'all in the West Finals on the sweep.
And y'all niggas got swept. Like, they had a broom and shit.
And that's what y'all came back broom. With.
Like a witch.
You got more people, more better people, and that's what
more
y'all came
better
with.
People.
You with zero in the second half.
Zero.
LeBron been pumping you up all summer.
Been right. Telling you it's your team. You the face of the team. He trying to get you.
You been in the gym. Mm-hmm. You been running hills.
Right. He changing the street clothes after halftime.
Really? Put my earrings back
he
in.
He telling your ass. Leslie, what LeBron is trying to tell you is, nigga, I'm old. And your ass is young. 10 years young. You 30. So you supposed to be in your prime right now. This supposed to be your prime. The prime for NBA players like 28 to 32. Some shit like that. Mm-hmm. So you in your prime and you scored 0 points in the second
the
half.
The face of the NBA, damn near
zero.
Or
points.
The face of the team for sure. It's telling you that you're the man. And you, that, think, you think he lying?
You don't believe him? Oh, he just talking shit. See, that's you light skinned niggas. That's why we don't want to
try to do. I told y'all light skinned niggas ain't
only light skinned niggas we want on the team is Steph.
All and motherfucking niggas
nigga. I don't even know none. Larry Bird and Steph.
Light skinned Larry. KD, nigga, light skin. Get your weight up.
Shit, man, you gotta be careful. Listen, the moral of the story is y'all got some pieces around y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all act like they trying to make moves in LA to get you to see that, nigga, we trying to win. We ain't just here trying to look cute in LA, nigga. Nigga, quit looking cute.
Bro,
play basketball. Look cute after you win. Because if you win, you're going to get more hoes. Is he married? Mm-hmm. He can't be married because his wife would be talking shit to him. Like, hey, you scored 0 points, nigga. You can't say nothing to your wife.
I think your brain is
you. Now you take your ass in there and wash them dishes.
Right. You didn't say that to the Joker.
Bro,
when he motherfucking when he the second half after he had a triple double on your ass.
That motherfucker brain be fresh, nigga. With your little baby, with your little baby hair grease.
You too cute, nigga. You too cute. You ain't focusing on basketball. You gotta focus on basketball. You too cute, nigga. Quit being cute. That's it for your ass. We ain't talking about
you. You complain and they got you a center. Right. They got Wood.
And they paid you shit.
And they paid your ass. And you went and did the same.
And you still did nothing. You still did.
And they're not going to win, bro, because of him.
Yeah, that's good. You're
running out there wasting his time and his minutes, his body, to get some points.
It's going to be your fault. AD, the Lakers, where they go and where they fail is up to you, bro.
That's a fact.
That's why they brought you there. They didn't bring you there to be cute, nigga. You there to win. You won one, and then you like, fuck it, I'm cool. I got one. I'm good. Nigga, LeBron want to win at least two. He try to catch Mike. He need two more.
At least Kobe.
If he get two more, niggas can't argue no more. They can argue, but then.
I mean, they argue, but.
They going to always argue.
You got them. You got an argument back, mama.
Exactly.
Argue back.
But you fucking up, bro, and that's not good. Now we going on to the next game because we ain't tired of talking about you niggas. Y'all lost to the champions and y'all was talking shit all summer.
Five straight.
Five in a row. Mm. Don't let it get to six, nigga. Because that's the guy number. 666 is what melanin is, nigga. Six protons, six neutrons, six electrons, nigga.
To the other dude, James Harden.
Whoa. He acting light skin. He light skin.
They left his ass in Philly. You ain't, where you going? He had his bag. Where you going, bro?
That nigga packed, hold on, let's start it from the beginning. He didn't show up.
No, he did
but
not.
But 10 days.
And then came when it right before it's time to go on a road trip, and they told him, keep your bags there. We ain't taking you on this trip. Stay your ass at home.
In other words, what they told him was, if you want to go see your hoes, you got to do it on your own dime. Because
how can you think he can just pop up and not practice and just go play?
Because he did that when...
Because he talking about practice.
No, because he did that shit in Houston.
He talking about practice.
Daryl Morey let him get away with that shit. See, when you spoil a nigga, Daryl Morey ain't got no more. I know. But when you spoil a nigga, you create a monster.
Oh, fuck so that monster.
He thought, oh, I don't have to do this. I can show up and they going to need me because I'm... He think he's
still doing hard.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So they was like, no, they about to trade that nigga. I would be shocked if he ain't traded by a week. Exactly. You probably trade this weekend. Yeah. Probably by tomorrow, Sunday. If he ain't traded by Sunday.
When they left him there, though, when he ain't come back, He gonna be gone.
They might even take a bucket of chicken fingers and three Coronas.
We don't care what the hell y'all think was. Hang on this motherfucker.
Bubble gum.
Hey, but he deserved it. Listen, James Harden, listen, I've always been critical of your game. It don't translate to winning to me. But you still balled out when you was in front. You're a fantasy player. Right. But your attitude is the worst part, because no team is going to want you, bro. Like, you look at your record. No team is going to be like, okay, we could deal with his attitude over his production.
Yeah.
Your production ain't like it used to be, even though you're still good. Like, I'm not, you still got good stats.
He big three ready, bro.
Yeah, you still got good stats, but your attitude is what's going to hurt you and what's hurting you. You probably would have got the trade you wanted if they could trust you.
You just shut the hell up.
Or show up when you need to. Don't be a diva. Like, man, you hanging around these rappers too much. Stop hanging around these rappers, bro. These rappers be lying in their raps. Right, you start believing the lies. You think you one of them. That's what's happening, bro. You got to do better. I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Right. I used to come kick your back in. I'm not trying to kick your back. I'm trying to just be honest. You got to be.
Unless you act it up like you are.
C4? Hey, everything you said was said. It's done. Hey, man, you got to step it up, Mike. They about to get ready and get rid of you, man. They finna send you back to college.
He
about to
be the big three, bro. Yeah,
you
ain't really in the league,
bro. You gonna be? They might cut you
up with that shit. He didn't look back at what happened to Carmelo because he had the same kind of. Not exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
He's even worse than Carmelo's. He got pushed out of the league.
His is worse, and Carmelo was more ready.
You're gonna be overseas playing with Dwight Howard.
You're gonna be on Dwight Howard, and you're gonna be giving hands to them niggas. The baby and little baby. I mean, little baby. You gonna be with Dwight Howard again? Boy, you better stop it before you get like Dwight Howard.
Oh my God.
That boy gonna be, they gonna be like James Harden.
Hey, hold on, wait.
Why?
We're not talking about Dwight Howard today.
Speaking of Dwight Howard, Dwight Howard, bro. Oh,
Dwight
shit. No, we're not talking about Dwight Howard.
We not.
James Harden. Take your ass. You gonna get fired this weekend anyway. You gonna get fired, bro. You fucking your career up. And I remember my nigga shout out to Demetrius Hunter said James Harden was the third best shooting guard of all time. I said,
probably in the league at one point. No,
all time. That means behind Kobe and Jordan.
I looked at his ass.
I said, you owe me chicken. That niggas don't owe me chicken. That was like 5 years ago.
Us chicken.
Insurance. Demetrius Hunter, you owe us chicken wings, nigga.
So this body.
He won all flats. And I won my shit.
Buffalo Wild Wings, bro. Like the whole fucking bar.
We made a bet on some shit that back then when.
James Harden?
Really? I say Dwayne Wade, Allen Iverson. I say it's a whole bunch of other niggas.
Shit,
it's Prime.
Clay Thompson is scoring like a monster.
I take Michael Redd over James Harden.
You're right. I remember Michael Redd. He used to shoot. But James Harden, you gotta do better, bro. You probably done. I don't know what team gonna take you. But
no,
we gotta go on to this NFL shit because your ass. We got to get into these games.
Andre Iguodala retired from the Warriors.
Oh, shout out to Iggy.
Oh, man.
19 years, four-time champion, 15 finals MVP.
That nigga played 19 years?
Yeah, 19 he did. Played the Spurs, too. The
76ers. I remember that. He was under AI.
The real AI. They called him the real AI after Allen Iverson left.
He pushed AI out.
You think so? No, I don't think so.
That nigga was the one.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think he because I remember he was in the dunk contest 1 year.
They didn't put it down.
And AI was rooting for that nigga. Like,
he can put it down, bro.
Yeah, I know. He was dope. But shout out to you. Hey, I think he gonna get it. He gonna be on ESPN, I think.
He is?
I think. He's good, too. I like him. Yeah, he's articulate. He's smart. He know the game. That's gonna be a good look for you.
Right.
Shout out to you, bro. And thank you for a 19-year career. And you was a big part of the success of Golden State. We don't be mentioning it. We be mentioning the big three.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do the big four.
That right. Dude, that dude,
you part of all that shit.
Facts.
So, shout out to you. We gonna give you more credit in your absence than we did in your presence.
That's our fact.
That's our fault. What's next on the docket?
We about to switch over to this football.
Woo, we got football, motherfuckers.
Football, motherfuckers.
What's happening on the docket, topics?
I go to the motherfucking gang.
Hey, man, let me just do this real quick, man, so I can get this out the way.
Get these fire bits off,
nigga. I'm just doing the college right now.
College!
Today in college, we got the 4:30 game. We got Ohio State versus Wisconsin. Take the Ohio State by 14 points. The Ohio State, 14 points. They're going to do that. North Carolina is going against Georgia Tech. They bouncing back. North Carolina minus 12. And we got Oregon State versus Arizona. We're going to take Oregon State minus 3 on the road.
DJ.
Now, let's get to this NFL.
That's it. NFL. Yep, just 2-3. Those are three games.
That's it.
He said three. That's all. Don't go spend all your money on all them.
Most of the games have started already.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And pick them motherfuckers, like he said.
Roll Tide.
Put a little more money on two of them instead of eight-leg parlay, you niggas. Because I do the eight-leg parlay.
Everybody. $5. Ain't nobody's weak. Every motherfucker is playing.
Ain't nobody's weak?
Nobody's.
Well, goddamn. Well, who's on the docket? Let's talk about the first game. Who? Mm.
We going to go Vikings and Packers. Kirk Cousins sitting on the highway now.
Vikings and Packers. Damn.
One and a half Vikes.
Packers been on the low light now.
They lost the Denver last week.
They been on a low, low light.
They're home, though.
Cars on the West Coast. I'm going with the fucking Vikings because Kirk Cousins looked like Patrick Mahomes' cousin.
I like Kirk Cousins.
It was Kirk.
He tired y'all talking shit about him.
I like Jordan Love and the Packers.
I'm taking Minnesota. Fuck the fucking Green Bay Packers. Falcons y'all lost money. Y'all lost to the Raiders.
Falcons and the Titans.
Tennessee Titans.
Taking the Titans.
I think they tanking, bro.
They might.
The Titans?
They
trying to get Shador?
They're trying to get rid of people already. They the best two people.
Right.
The running back and the wide receiver.
Right.
They're
starting Levis now.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, they tanking. And they trying to shop the niggas that's good out. Tanking. But so we gonna
Malcolm's
go to Atlanta.
We're gonna take the Falcons.
Bijan back in the
and they're right leading the division right now.
Bijan back. So we
Saints,
taking the Falcons.
Saints minus one.
Saints Colts.
Saints.
Miss you.
I'm going with Colts because I'm
the Saints.
That nigga. I like that nigga. Zaire. I like that nigga Zaire Franklin.
Jonathan, I think I'm gonna eat back too.
Zaire Franklin. I like the way he got a podcast. Shout out to that nigga.
He do. That shit,
that shit hard.
Yeah.
On the JPG.
Oh shit. Patriot Dolphins. 9.5.
Fins up. Fins up. Take them Dolphins.
I'm saying take the Dolphins, but I don't know about the points. That nigga Bill Belichick know how to play against the niggas he play against.
Yeah.
It's in Miami though. But then it was
in
Miami.
Hold up.
I would say I was gonna do something else if they was in New England.
Tyreek Hill out.
Is he?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
They can still beat him.
I just seen it. Just came across my timeline. I said that he said he was going to play.
He
got a shoulder.
He said he no good to go.
He playing.
Oh, they going to play him? Okay.
Tyreek Hill says he'll play Sunday.
He's trying to break that record, dog.
Right. Yeah, he trying to.
Okay, then Dolphins.
They got to buy.
Even if he wasn't playing, I was still taking Dolphins.
Dolphins minus 9.5 and the over.
Oh, you going with all of it?
Man,
yep, all
I'm
of
taking
it.
I'm taking the
points and under.
They're going to air it out in the Sunshine State.
The points and under. I agree with Shug.
Jets and the Giants. Jets minus 3.
J-E-T-S. Jets.
I'm going with the Giants, nigga, because Tyrod there.
Fuck check it. Them. Again. Tyrod Taylor, the first black quarterback to win a game at quarterback for the Giants.
All time.
In their history.
That's crazy.
Isn't it racist
in New York? Oh, they only got the it's racist.
They only block and play on the other side of the ball. You ain't wanna play Saquon. I can't stand y'all right now. I'm going for the Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
I think the Jets defense gonna eat Tyrod up. Damn fucking Jones.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. I'm still going with the black quarterback. Fuck that. Giants, nigga. Money line.
I got Jets. I got my money on this. Fuck that.
I like Tyrod.
Jets, Steelers in Pittsburgh.
Jaguars. Sunshine.
I'm taking Steelers.
Wow.
Washington, Philly. Eagles minus 7.
Washington and Philly.
Philly. I'm going to take the Commodores.
I'm taking the Cumstains.
I don't know why, but I'm taking
Cumstains on the points and the over.
You hoping and wishing, nigga.
Let me tell you something.
We ain't got to hope and wish.
What you
got to
do with the Cowboys?
Because you just got against the Eagles every week.
We can beat the Eagles. We don't have a problem with that.
What I think. Montez, every week you
be quiet. I'm taking the Cumstains for 7.
Okay, cool. Now, this is my bet. Motherfucker, you going to pay for it?
No.
Shut the fuck up now.
Cumstains plus 7.
I'm taking the plus 7.
Okay. I'm taking the Eagles.
Take them.
I'm the only nigga that's...
Why they lose? But
I'm going to root against the Eagles when y'all play them.
Jenga.
I'm going to root against the Eagles when y'all play them.
Cool. Go ahead and root for them. They're going to lose, too.
I think they're going to step up this week.
Who? The Wives? The Commodores?
Yeah. They arguing now, so...
It's a division rivalry, plus 7 at home. Yeah. I'm taking that plus 7.
And he got too many turnovers. We'll see.
I'm taking the Eagles.
They fucking got trash.
The best offensive
I like the plus 7, though.
Yeah.
And defense.
Texans, Panthers. Texas 3.5. That shit low.
That's because they...
For 0-16? That shit low.
Yeah.
That was really low. That was hard. I'm going with the...
Carolina Panthers.
I'm going with the Panthers.
Why's these motherfuckers
plus points? Adam Thielen. He ran a ball out.
Playing the Panthers with the motherfucking points, cuz.
Texans with the blowout.
That's how you say it when you like Snoop, cuz. My money or my chicken, cuz.
I got Texans winning 30-6 or some shit like that.
I got the Panthers winning by a field goal.
Browns, Seahawks. Too. Seahawks minus 4.
Ooh, that's
PJ.
That's going to be a good game.
Deshaun said he don't know when he coming back. He still got his money.
Deshaun, you ain't coming back. PJ took your spot and he's going to take your money and your
over with.
Hey, I'm going with the... That's a hard one.
I'm going with Freaky Gino like and them sea chickens.
Yeah.
I'm going with the motherfucking... And I'm going with Cleveland, nigga. PJ Walker, good, nigga.
He is, but I think Seahawks defense Gino. Is pretty good.
Yeah. If the Ford hurt...
And they
home. Right.
If the running back hurt for the Cleveland Ford, then I'm going to go to Seahawks.
Then they're going to put Kareem Hunt in.
Kareem Hunt, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Kareem been balling. I forgot. You're right. Damn, I'm still going... I'm going with Cleveland. Fuck it. They got the best defense.
I'm going
Bones there. He's 99, my nigga.
Chiefs Broncos. Russell Wilson.
Chiefs.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Chiefs.
Russell Wilson. Nigga.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
Chiefs.
Again, Russell Wilson.
That nigga finna have more.
Broncos country.
Hey, Patrick Mahomes got me 32 points.
Let's ride.
Again, Russell Wilson. He finna give me 35 this week.
They gonna be 35-33 Broncos.
Bronco country.
I'm going Russell Wilson, bro.
I'm going Pat Mahomes.
Let's ride. Broncos Man, country.
Never bet against a black mixed nigga with a white
That's
wife.
Right. Hey, I will tell you this.
First,
that nigga got a white wife.
So now you know they played each other already. So this, with this in mind, I'm going to say this time I'm taking the Broncos plus 7. And the second thing I want to say, Broncos country. That's right.
I'm taking the Broncos.
Hey, if Sierra come do the ride video,
Sierra,
I'm saying Sierra the fucking Broncos.
Sierra and then
negatory.
Ravens, Cardinals.
Ravens.
Lamar, nigga, I'm going
nine
Lamar.
And a half, bro.
Ravens.
I don't think they're going to win by 9, but
Ravens.
I'm
going to beat the shit out of these niggas. Did Detroit.
Detroit, shut your ass up.
Nah, that don't happen to us.
Bengals, 49ers.
Nigga, that don't happen
to us. 49ers, 3.5. That shit was 5.
I don't know. It depends on if Brock Purdy playing.
He not. He out.
Cincinnati. So
it's Darnold, and I'm taking the
Sam,
Niners.
I'm built like a Lego Darnold.
Hey, but our defense, Niners defense, do some shit. Defense right. coordinator, get your ass on the field. You up there in the press box, nigga, acting cute. Defensive niggas can't be cute. That's the fucking problem.
Right, nigga, stop.
Get down on the field and snap them niggas, yell at them niggas, talk about their mamas, do all that shit like defense.
We can't make it new. All can't make cussing nobody on when he knew.
If you got to earn the respect for right. niggas. I think you earned it by going down there and dealing with
people. Cincinnati too.
You a nigga up there.
Sam Donald?
Cincinnati. I'm going 49ers.
Oh, you a hater.
49ers. Hey, but if we give motherfucking Joe Barrow time like we did that other nigga, Patrick Mahomes' cousin, Kirk.
Hey, the motherfuckers, he throwing
Patrick Mahomes' cousin, Kirk.
The niggas, he throwing.
He don't tear
our
ass
up. He don't tear our ass like y'all beat up.
So we better not get the time. That offensive line ain't that good, so we should be getting some motherfucking pass rush.
So Niners, Bengals.
Yeah.
Bears, Chargers.
The Bears.
Chargers.
8.5.
The Bears.
I'm taking the Bears.
Chargers.
That boy, Badgett, that motherfucker was balling his ass off.
So was the backup. I got him on my fantasy. He got me 29. The nigga named Devontae something. I forgot his last name. Freeman. That nigga
Deontay Foreman.
Foreman.
Yeah.
That nigga got me 29 points on the fantasy. Yeah, he did. Nigga.
I'll take the Bears on that plus
eight and a half. That's a 5:30 game, too, on Sunday. Bears, Charles, really have L?
Yeah, you need to turn that shit right. Reverse.
When you got the Rams and the Cowboys playing at 10 a.m.
Right, and the Rams and the Cowboys playing at 10, you take the Cowboys.
Cowboys all day, and the over.
I'm taking the Rams. I'll take the over, Cowboys.
Too. Cowboys sure. Over. You're a hater. Shut your two in a row losing ass up.
You could have moved.
Shut your two in a row losing ass up.
Exactly.
The Jets game.
Exactly. The Niner game. Shit, nigga.
No, y'all niggas trash.
That bang bang don't hang when you go 0-2 in the last two games.
You could have put the Raiders.
Bang bang on Monday. The Raiders play Monday?
They play Monday. Seahawks, the Raiders and the fucking Lions in Detroit. They're going to beat the
Detroit
shit.
Detroit is going to smash.
I'm taking the Raiders because I'm home
taking,
team, nigga.
I'm taking the Lions and the over.
You need a better synopsis. I need you to have a better synopsis of why you're taking them.
Josh Jacobs.
Because they're from Vegas.
Give a nigga the ball. Motherfucking. Is Garoppolo playing or is it the rookie?
They don't know
yet. Aiden McConnell, I believe.
I think Jimmy's hurt. Okay, good. That nigga don't need to play. Let the rookie play.
I think Jimmy can beat him.
Right.
I don't believe in him. So, I'm going with the rookie quarterback. Fuck Hoyer. I don't like that nigga.
Brian
the
Hoyer?
Rookie quarterback, go do your thing. Show them niggas what it is in Las
Lions
Vegas.
Lions 8.5.
Show them niggas what it is in Las
Take
Vegas.
All of that.
All them Detroit niggas move to Las Vegas. Tell them niggas. Y'all
half of fucking Vegas is Detroit, nigga.
Go back. God. Y'all niggas don't come there acting like out. Y'all Detroit.
They got this little thing they do every year called a Detroit Connection, right?
Uh-huh.
I swear half of Vegas is there. Really? I swear. Half of Vegas is there. I'm like, oh my God. I'm a concert in this bitch.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, I just traded motherfucking. What's the quarterback for Detroit?
Golf.
I just traded him to one of my homeboy because he fucking ain't got no quarterbacks.
Why you from and you trading Jared
Goff? He needed him. I need him to beat the nigga he playing. And beat that nigga and then give me a back. He gave me Brock Purdy and a running back for the.
I'd have gave you Brock Purdy a sour ass too.
Running back for the Rams, I think, or the Chargers, one of them, and I took that shit.
The Bears and the Chargers at the 5:30 game. Get the fuck out of here.
Ain't nobody going to watch that shit. We going to be on the stripper pole, playing spades, doing something.
Hell
what
yeah.
Real niggas do.
Trash.
Not watching that bullshit.
Right.
Just like, we didn't watch Thursday's game, right. Which was the fun.
Speaking of, make sure somebody hit us up this weekend if y'all playing spades, because we trying to wreck y'all ass.
Halloween weekend.
I'll be scared. It's Halloween.
What you looking like? Wearing all that stupid shit. Turn me up.
I need the women to wear the skimpy shit and the men get the fuck out the way. You whole ass niggas. Don't be out there trying to dress like the women like y'all niggas do already.
I bet y'all like no dress somebody's Halloween.
Right, nigga. Y'all been dressing on for Thanksgiving, nigga.
I don't even dress up for Halloween.
Hey, Rakim in this bitch. He said, nigga, this Eric B for president. Tell them niggas. See, they had no
freestyle on them.
Right.
Freestyle on them.
They had no baseline. West Coast
on
brought the baseline to music.
Freestyle on them.
Hey, stop dissing the West Coast, niggas. We brought the baseline to music. This is scratching and shit.
Freestyle on them.
A snare and
freestyle
scratch.
On
boom bap, nigga.
Freestyle on them. Freestyle off the top.
Still in my throat. They call me the GOAT. Niners in this bitch. Fuck the cowgirls. Slap two niggas to my right, to my left.
Knock, knock.
You
Owen.
Never slap me. You better you back
Owen
down.
I was freestyling over that Eric B. is prison.
You ain't never slap me. You
better
back down.
You went 5-0, now you 5-2, and you celebrate.
You better watch your sound.
Stop.
Hey, we the best from the West. Get on your vest. Call the crest. Get your teeth placed. Fuck you in the face. Call.
Thank you for tuning in to the Undrafted All-Star Sports Show. I'm your host, Zion Big Sugar, a.k.a. Sugar Dolce the Great. A.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me with my co-host. Is this
Q-Becca to Texas. We wreck you.
C.O. Nate from the 618. Everybody have a good weekend.
Have a great motherfucking weekend. Shout out to Big E.
Big E. Much love, brother.
Shout out to Andre, too. Hell, my nigga.
Indeed.
Have a great Halloween.